Hey. Today is Friday. And today is story time. Hi, I am your host, Khadija. What is to be unseen? Not seen or noticed? Unable to be seen, hidden, concealed, covered, deceptive, disguised. We will describe someone who is seen through and not at. Someone who is small, not in stature, but in presence. Someone who wants no attention. Someone who wants their secrets to be unheard. Chapter 1, Lucinda. As she walks by the window, unseen by the working women, she patiently waits for the sun to rise. It's early in the morning, the sun has barely risen, and all the noise consumes the perfect morning. All the truck drivers are ready to continue the transient life through the interstate. I grab the only chair in the room and place it right in front of the window, looking at the truck stop, the gas station, and the woman returning to their rooms after a long night of tricks and johns. The window has two small handprints as someone leaned closer to the window to look out into the road. I touched the handprints. They felt sticky. It could have been a child, but I know better than that. Last night felt like a holiday. I can hear all the panting, rushing, screaming joy and raw sex happening all around me. On the top, on the bottom, by my side. It was insufferable. I'll deal with it with headphones and the TV as loud as possible. In the morning, it was like a ghost town again. Trucks leaving, the road clearing up, with just regular transit and then time to go. The phone rings. The usual? A male voice asks. Yes, please. Lucinda hangs up the phone and reaches into her pocket for her cigarettes. A few minutes later, the door opens and Lucinda turns around, kind of startled. What have I told you about coming in without knocking first? You will get hurt one day. She snatched the coffee out of Robert's hand and grabbed the newspaper. She turns around and faces the window, lights a cigarette, and sips some coffee. Lucinda opens the newspaper and starts searching for something. Robert continues to stand by the door waiting on Lucinda. She continues to look out the window as she addresses Robert. She stops turning the pages of the newspaper and looks at Robert. Hey, call the car service. Call me as soon as the car is here. I'm going away. For how long? Not sure, but keep my room clean and make sure nothing is missing. She stands up and grabs her wallet, pulls out a $100 bill, and hands it to Robert. At this point, Robert walks away, locking the door behind him. She continues to look through the newspaper, and then she sees it. There it is. Lucinda comes out of the shower with just a towel on her head, drying herself with another towel. She tosses one towel on the floor, grabs her white underwear, and puts it on. The phone rings. The car is here. Lucinda hangs up the phone and continues to get dressed. She stands by the window and continues to look out. She grabs her phone, purse, and a small carry-on and walks out the room. Robert waits for her as he is holding a suitcase. He hands her some collected mail and a set of keys. Lucinda places her carry-on by the car. The trunk opens, and Robert places both carry-ons inside the trunk of the car. Lucinda sits back and opens the window of the car, letting the air hit her face. The sun is warm, not too hot, just right. Like a subtle caress, but not quite a touch, but just something you can feel. She quickly drifts off. Good morning, said the woman getting in the car. Morning, said the driver. He didn't look at the woman as she got in the car. What is your problem this morning? You, the man yelled, looking at her through the mirror. What are you talking about? Where were you last night? Same place you left me. She knew where this was going. I have to think fast. If he stops the car, run. Don't look back. Stop lying. I went back and you were gone. I asked for you, looked for you, and you disappeared. I'm going to ask you again. Where were you last night? You don't own me. All of a sudden, the car comes to an abrupt halt. Who do you think you're talking to? Leaning over and slapping her several times. He continues to drive faster, like he wanted to get it over quickly. Where's my money? Asked the man again, stopping the car abruptly. I don't have any money. The man grabs her by an arm. Let go of me. You're hurting me. Lucinda tries to open the door. The man grabs her by the hair and stabs her in the back several times. She finally opens the door and falls out of the car, gets up and runs. The man follows her, knowing she won't run far. He finally grabs her from behind and stabs her in her face, chest, and arms. He takes her purse and leaves her for dead in the alley. Lucinda opened her eyes, looking around the room. A doctor and a nurse walk into the room. The nurse checks her vitals. Lucinda tries to touch her face. The nurse grabs her hand gently. Lucinda noticed her face was covered with bandages. She tries to get up. The pain bends her. The nurse gives her a shot and Lucinda closes her eyes almost immediately. A couple of days pass by. Lucinda walks out of the hospital, getting in a cab. Where to, miss? Lucinda hands him a card. All she could see was a blur throughout. Her head was hurting and her face was throbbing. She continued to look out the window. She noticed the driver staring at her. She stared right back at him. It's not polite to stare, Lucinda said to the driver. I'm sorry. That was one hell of an accident. The driver, realizing he was just being rude, apologized again with no more words coming out of him. Lucinda gets out of the car and walks right into the motel office. Good morning, Robert, as she leans forward into the counter. Where have you been? He runs around the counter and holds her up. Trouble, I tell you, trouble. Can you tell? Giving a faint and fake smile to Robert. Your face, who did this to you? Where's my stuff? She totally ignores him. Lucinda hands him a prescription slip and a list. Get everything on the list and order the medications and please pay the cab. Here are the keys to the room. Next time, at least call. Is the room empty? Robert nodded. Give me the keys. She snatched the keys out of his hands and walked away. She opened the door to the room, looking around to see what is out of place. 3 weeks. It has been 3 weeks. Lucinda fixed her eyes on a vent in the room. With a lot of difficulty, she grabs the only chair in the room, climbs on it, and opens the vent. She grabs a garbage bag and throws it onto the bed. She closes the vent and slowly gets off the chair. Lucinda opens the bag. She takes out the money, passport, cell phone, credit cards, and Poppy, her gun. She places Poppy under the pillow and puts everything else back in the bag. Lucinda lays across the bed. No revenge, no searching. I want to live. She continues to mentally repeat the same mantra, no revenge, no searching. Robert announces himself and opens the door. He places one bag on the table and the other he hands to Lucinda. She hands him some money and he walks out, locking the door behind him. Lucinda sits on the bed, opens a bottle and takes the meds with some water. She lays in the bed again, drifting into a deep sleep. The phone rings. Good morning. Do you need anything this morning? In about 10 minutes, call a cab. Will do. Coffee coming right away. Robert knocks at the door. Lucinda opens the door only on her bra and underwear. Robert places the coffee at the table and gets ready to walk away. Robert, can you apply the antibiotic on my back and cover them up with the bandages, please? Robert nodded, went to the bathroom, washed his hands, and put some gloves on. All done. Anything else? He takes off the gloves. I will be here tomorrow to help you again. He smiled and walked away. Lucinda locked the door behind him. Next day, Robert knocks at the door. Lucinda opens the door and lays on the bed with her back exposed. Robert cleans her back and makes sure the bandages are in place. He cleans up after himself, taking the garbage bag with him. She continued to get dressed as she looked out the window. It's the weekend, and it seems like it's going to be very busy around here. Her personal phone rings. She knows what that means. She reads the text that follows, and she gets a card out and writes on it. She makes two phone calls, one to the car company and the other to Robert. Prepare the bags. Did you get the new burner? Okay, thank you. She hangs up the phone and waits for the car service. Lucinda walks towards the cab. Robert hands her her handbag. She smiles, gets in the cab. She looks behind her. Robert continues to stand there, like a small child saying goodbye to their best friend. She turns around and gives the cab driver a card with the address to go to. Takes the car back, then throws it out the window. We are here, ma'am. Lucinda walks away into a crowded restaurant. Small crowd on an early night. She sits at the end of the bar facing the door. The bartender approaches. Good evening. How can I help you? Placing a coaster and a napkin by Lucinda. Just water and ice. Coming right up. Lucinda continues to scan the room, which starts to get crowded really quick. Here you go. Lucinda hands him a pill. This one is on me. Walking away into the busiest side of the bar. Ma'am, your table is ready. Your party will be here in 10 minutes. The usual? Lucinda nodded. She remains facing the entrance. Mr. Thomas. Lucinda held her purse for a second. Mr. Thomas hands over a folder and walks away. He never speaks more than a sentence, hands over a folder and walks away. Good puppy. He is well trained, she thought. I am hungry now. She gestures to the waitress to bring her order. She continues to look at the crowd while she's eating. Nothing has changed, she thought. I am not missing a thing. That evening, Robert greets Lucinda as she walks to her room. Good night. See you in the morning. Wake me up at 9 a.m. Bring coffee and the newspaper. Lucinda opens the door and takes her shoes off by the door. She places some bags on the only table in the room near the window. The TV volume goes up and the shower is running. She looks at her scars in the mirror. They are healing nicely, she thought. Last surgery in a week, finally. Her phone pings a new text message. Funds are transferred. Let the games begin. Lucinda takes a look at the message, then takes the SIM card out, replacing it with a new one. After the shower, Lucinda sits at the table with an open bottle of wine, looking out the window. She opens the folder and starts looking at the photos, maps, and the new telephone number she should call once the job is done. This time, the job is not as far as I thought it would be. Kill two birds with one stone. I only have 72 hours. I know the rules of engagement. She started to burn all the materials in the tub. She is looking around, making sure she is just dreaming. Ma'am, we arrive at the airport. The driver adjusts the mirror and repeats, we're here. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you please open the trunk? Thank you. Lucinda adjusts herself and takes her carry-on Everything is in place, said the driver as he walks away. Lucinda enters the airport and disappears into the crowd. She continues to walk to the nearby counter, exchanging all pleasantries, showing her ID, and walking towards the terminal. Her phone rings, she looks at the caller ID, ignores the call. He can wait, she thought. I will be there soon enough. I hate airplanes. I hate to sit next to people. I don't know. And more than anything, I hate the food. Only 2 hours, but I know it's going to feel longer than that. She thought about all the anxiety running through her mind, body, and soul. 2 hours. She walks to her seat, picks her carry-on, and places it in the overhead compartment. She sits by the window and places her purse on her lap and turns off the phone. A man approaches her. Excuse me, miss. I think you're sitting on my seat. The man is actually standing so close, like trying to intimidate her. She turns around and looks at him, pulls her glasses down, and with no actual response, she shows him her boarding pass. He leans over and sees that it's not his seat. Well, I guess it's not my seat. Lucinda ignores the man completely and continues to look out the window as the airplane takes off. This is all for today. If you want to listen to chapter 2, like this episode, thank you for listening. This was A Moment with Khadijah. Remember to be kind to yourself, always.